flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
A roster without Nick Chubb next year if he's able to play. So I let me ask you, how does this thing, I don't want to say how does this thing end, but I can't imagine Nick Chubb playing for another team next year. And I can't.
Why? Because your heart doesn't want to see it, or because your head says it's not a good thing?
Two things. One, I got to believe that there's a spot for him on the roster, even if he's capable of playing running back, there's a spot for him on the Browns running back to be one of the three running backs on this team. Whether he plays or not, there should be a spot for him if he is able to play running back.
At what price?
Well, that's just it. I mean, do you think someone's going to come in and overpay?
Yes.
For Nick?
I think they could. I think their medicals could say, this guy's good to go. Do it. 1 year. Derrick Henry.
Well, if somebody else believes that, I don't know why the Browns wouldn't believe that, too, and they want him to stay on the roster.
Because the Browns have decided it's time to turn the page.
I don't see this front office doing that to Nick Chubb. Like
I hope you're right.
I see that with a lot of other players, and sometimes it's easy to say goodbye to this or to that or to this player. But I really feel like from a PR standpoint and from a dedication standpoint from ownership, I can't imagine that they would let him walk away if it was just a little bit of money. If it's massive and we're all sitting here going, well, they're offering him $10 million to play somewhere else next year for a single season, I think maybe fans could swallow that a little bit better. I think ownership could swallow that a little bit better. Guys, look, I mean, here's where we're at, that you guys understand.
Okay.
We're trying to make this a better team, and maybe Nick, maybe it's time. I mean, they're still taking grief over Kareem right now.
Can I do one thing for you?
Sure.
All right, I'm slapping you back to reality. You ready?
Give me the reality.
You have a quarterback who can't play, who you owe gobs and gobs and gobs of money to.
Okay.
That means you're going to have to fill out your roster with more economical choices in certain spots. Good young running back who's healthy, and you don't have to question whether he's healthy and can give you stuff, might be less expensive and a better roster option than doing what we think is right, and I think it's right too.
Mm-hmm.
Giving Nick Chubb the money that we think he deserves, and then keeping your fingers crossed that he can be the Nick Chubb that he was before the second knee injury. I don't like that idea, but I think it's a real possibility.
Get ready. You have no loyalty. See you later.
Oh, no.
No, that, I don't ever want to work for
hear,
you.
Did you not hear what I said?
Yeah.
I said what you and I would like to see happen. I'm with you.
Right.
I want him back here. I want him back here at a decent salary because I think he's earned it.
And I don't think he'd be. Look, last year would have been an easy year for the organization to cut him. They easily could have cut him last year.
And they gave him a decent salary.
Yes, they did.
Give him the same salary again and bring him back.
Yes.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
They might not be, Andy, because they have a lot of holes to fill. We've talked about that. If you can draft a running back you really like in the third round who you want to give 210 carries to, and you have Jerome Ford, and you go sign somebody else, and you're spending total on everybody what you would spend on Nick Chubb, that's just the reality of the situation with that Deshaun Watson contract sitting there. Now, can they?
I think you send a bad message if you let him walk for equal money somewhere else. It's a bad message.
Look around the league this last year.
There are certain players on certain teams that
agreed
should
completely.
Like Joe Thomas, right? Joe could have left.
Pro sports.
Joe could have gone to Denver, but Joe, although he had no trade, so that probably doesn't work out on that. I mean, there are just certain players where you go the extra mile for because it's worth it. It's worth it for the organization. It's worth it for anybody that plays for you in the future to say, you know what, man? I know they let that guy go too early, or maybe they should have hung on to that guy, or I don't know what that guy did. But, you know, I've seen it before out of this organization where loyalty matters, where the front office actually has a heart, where ownership says, this is why this guy is staying on this team, and we believe in him. We believe that he has done nothing but great things for our organization, and we need to figure out a way to keep him on the roster. If he can't play, then we should probably sit down and talk about retirement, not to keep a guy on the roster because he can't play. You know what I'm saying? That's the right way to do it. There's a right way to do this, and letting him walk. And I agree with you, Jeff. If somebody comes up with some stupid, silly offer for him and he wants to take it, then I don't think they should stand in his way for leaving. And I think they should, you know, I don't know. There's just, you know, there's something to be said for loyalty. I had a conversation with somebody the other day just about working at any business. And sometimes you don't even realize that maybe you are underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have somebody who walks through and says, hey, nice job. You know what? You're doing a good job. And we appreciate all you do for us. And sometimes
that was what, 1989 for you?
No, it still exists in some workplaces. I'm sure it does. It has to. But there's something to be said for working for management that walks around and goes, you know what? We really like what you're doing. Thank you for being a part of the team. Why is that so hard? And it costs management nothing to do that.
Jeff in Cleveland just sent me a text and he said, what's a decent salary? Good question.
That is a good question. I don't know.
According to overthecap.com, last year, Nick made, and remember, this was the coming back from injury year. You didn't know what you were going to get. They say $2,275,000.
Okay.
That put him, it looks like, I'm not going to count them all up, 25th, 20th running back salary last year. Highest paid running back, it looks like it's Christian McCaffrey, $19 million a year.
Okay.
You want to go down? Joe Mixon is at 9.8, so just under 10. Derrick Henry made 8. What would be a decent salary for Nick Chubb? I would say somewhere around 5.
Or with the incentives to get to 5.
Yeah, that could be.
I think he was open to that, too.
For instance, Devin Singletary made $5.5 million last year. So I would think if the Browns offered him somewhere around 5 or $6 million, I think that would be fair and gracious. But I don't know if they will.
I don't know. Does loyalty matter? I guess maybe that's the question there. Does it matter? I think it matters to fans.
It's loyalty, Andy, but you're trying to build a team. And you've got the albatross of the Deshaun contract that you have to work around.
But is it? It's not Nick's fault that they've got that contract.
It doesn't matter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank is in Gates Mills. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I don't want to be a bad guy, but loyalty matters, I guess, in the business world. I don't think loyalty matters so much in the NFL. And the unfortunate realization is that the Browns are really old, and they need to get younger. And if people like Nick Chubb have to be let go for younger guys, then I'm not opposed to any of the older guys being traded or moved on from if the end result is younger, longer-term players on the Browns. It's a business. That's how a lot of players look at it, and that's how I'm starting to look at it because that's the way it should be.
And
so,
Frank,
I hate to say it, but...
The way the Browns looked at Kareem Hunt, same way?
Well,
is that what
I
you're saying?
You know, hindsight 2020, obviously the Browns would have wanted to have Kareem Hunt back, but I think they felt like that he was probably past his useful life as a running back and moved on from him. And they're probably going to draft someone that will be more economical than bringing back Nick Chubb and provide very likely to be more production than Nick will next year. So I said, I'm sorry, but 24 is my favorite number, but
yeah,
move
I
on.
Still don't know. I don't know about the productivity part of it too, because we're talking about a broken foot compared to what he had before. And you know, and again, when you look at the injury he had before, you probably said to yourself, look, we're gonna have to sit this thing out for a year and like kind of get him back up to speed before he's actually, we'll see what he's worth. You know what I'm saying?
And you don't really have a complete look at, is he back? Is he what he used to be? Because he hurt his foot.
Right.
That might have been the best thing that happened for him health-wise. But, you know, let's just say, and there's some really good running backs who aren't making a ton of money in the NFL. And let's just say the Browns say, you know what, Nick, we would love to have you back. We're going to put you in a rotation with two other guys, and we'd like to pay you $2.5 million. And let's say Pete Carroll says with the Raiders, Nick, you're going to be my main guy. I might have somebody else splitting with you, but there's going to be no rotation. You're my main guy, and we're going to pay you $5.5 million. Well, if you're Nick, you know, you're obligated to yourself to say,
I agree with that.
You know what?
Yeah.
I got to go.
But there's also a part of Nick that's probably saying, it was like, you know what? They didn't have to hang on to me last year, and they knew that this process is going to be a little bit slow, and they know me better than anybody else, and I know them better than anybody else. And you're going to tell me that just taking a flyer on Nick Chubb next year at $2.5 million, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, you know, taking a flyer isn't going to be better than Pierre Strong or Donta Foreman or Nyheim Hines or John Kelly Jr. I mean, those guys might not be making the same money that he would be making.
Those guys won't be here next year. They're going to clean that position group out too.
I agree. So what I'm saying is you can't tell me that he couldn't be – is it not worth the flyer to keep him as even the number three running back and give him the chance – to work his way back up through injury, because we know he's going to work hard. We know that he's going to try to get back on the field. I mean, we're lucky that we saw him on the field at all last year, and I know we wanted a little bit more, but I think we all have a good understanding of how long that rehab process is on what he was doing. And the fact that he was even back on the field last year was just like, wow, I can't believe this.
I think there are guys that are going to get cut, guys who are free agents, who you could get for $2 million, $3 million a year, who are younger, healthier, and I think that's the route they're going to go. And if they bring Nick back with that group and Nick agrees to, all the better. But I think they will either draft somebody like third round,
mm-hmm.
who they earmark as this is going to be our guy, or they'll sign, like, and I've mentioned his name before, Miles Sanders, who was pretty good in Philadelphia, the Penn State running back.
Yep.
He's probably going to get cut in Carolina. He's going to need a gig. He could go to Dallas and be a lead back. You know, that's the kind of guy that might be available to this team. Somebody who has lead back potential who suddenly needs a gig.
I don't see any of those guys when I go to the grocery store like I do Nick Chubb every day, every time I walk
in. Does Nick shop at the same store you do?
No, but his box of cereal is in there every time I walk in. And for a team that only had 3 wins last year, I need something good to talk about. And
is
something
it oats
good to
or
feel
is it
about.
Like, you know, like a sugary thing like Captain Crunch?
Have you ever seen a cereal? You need to do a little shopping. Terry's in Canton. Hi, Terry.
How y'all doing today?
What's Terry. Up, man? How are you?
Pretty good, man. I just want to talk a little bit about keeping Nick Chubb, man. I feel like we need to give him another season.
Yep.
Ask the Giants how they feel letting Saquon Barkley go.
Oh.
Saquon tore his knee up, came back, didn't play well the next season. Next season, he got traded to the Eagles, and now he's looking like an MVP. You got to give him a chance, man.
He got signed by the Eagles, and it was $12.5 million a year. Nick's not getting that. Terry, I'm with you. I would love to see Nick back here. And if anybody can come back from the injuries that he had, it's Nick. But I would understand if the Browns made what they thought was a business decision here based on some other things they have to pay Deshaun Watson and went younger running back.
They should keep him at the same salary. I don't think he should get too much more money. But if we can keep him where he at now, I think we should keep him on the team.
Fair enough. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it.
But see, Nick is thinking, I'm like 30. I need to make as much money as I possibly can.
Is he thinking that? You're saying he's thinking that. Now, you don't know what he's thinking.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Yes.
You know damn well his agent is.
Okay, fair enough. Now, that was truthful. I'll buy into that. 216-474-0092. Should we be reading into Vegas on what the Browns might do at number two? We'll explain next.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.